I'm here with Random Encounters. What I do is I take about 15 minutes or so and hope you to get to know someone from an interesting walk of life and how things work in the everyday life. So today, my guest is professional wrestler Chris Bay. How are you, sir?
I'm doing excellent, bro. I'm stoked to be here, so I appreciate it.
Thanks for doing this, man. We had a little struggle with trying to figure out how time works. I don't know what time zones, I think, are the worst thing ever. They need to get rid of them.
I was going to Google it, and I was just like,
we're fine, right? And then, we totally mixed up. I have thought, for some reason, you in Vegas, me in Phoenix, should be the same time.
You would think so.
Daylight savings, which is the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
So anyway, Chris Bay, I wanted to get started really quickly. First, say congratulations to all you've done. First time I saw you was FSW with my man Suede Thompson. Yeah. And Suede told me, like, yo, Bay is a star. And when I heard that, I'm like, Suede don't really just say that. So I thought, all right, okay, I'm going to be watching this guy. So since then, I've been a fan. So I just want to say I appreciate your work and I love what you do.
Hey, man, I appreciate you, man.
Hey, no problem, man. So I was part of the big movement on the internet where everybody was like, yo, sign Chris Bay. Like, let's go, Yeah. So it's good to see you working and on our TVs, which is real dope. Yeah. So let's start with the beginning. It says you're from Virginia, from the DMV area.
Yeah.
How are things coming up there, and what brought you from there to out to the West Coast?
Things were cool there. Things were different, definitely different from the West Coast. I was just a young kid, bro. I used to skateboard and make music and, watch a whole lot of wrestling, wanted to be a wrestler. And, there just wasn't that option over there for me. So, growing up, it was cool. And I have a lot of friends and family back there, and it's my home, but the closest thing to me over there was Maryland Championship Wrestling, which was very far away compared to where I was at. And I had no friends who liked wrestling either, so it just felt like I needed to go somewhere when I wanted to pursue wrestling where I would be kind of engulfed in it, and have people around me who share that same energy. Over here.
Do you remember your earliest wrestling memory, like the first thing you saw where you was like, yo, I gotta do this?
For sure. I remember, like, when it first caught my eye, bro, it was Triple H. I remember this is, like, Attitude Era. Triple H is the champion, and he's making his entrance, and all the lights are going off, and I'm just thinking, like, this is pretty wild right here. Like, this is pretty wicked. And he does the spit with the title, holding the title up, and I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Like, I like whatever this is. So I just, from then on, I was just like huge in the wrestling. And I remember when Eddie Guerrero won the title, I was like, yeah, this is what I want to do with my life. This is for sure what I want to do. There's no way I can do anything else.
That's what's up. So back then, I mean, this was Attitude Era, was kind of the big guy era. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody was pretty swole. So did you ever feel like, maybe I just don't have the right, like, body type for this? Or were people telling you that too as well? Like, how'd that go?
Yeah, I definitely thought that this was going to be more of a dream than a reality because, my family, we're not the biggest people. So growing up, I was like, we'll see what happens. And then as I started to get older in, like, high school and stuff, I was like, man, I'm not getting any bigger. And I was already pretty small, so I was like, I'm not getting any bigger. I don't know what's going to happen here. So eventually I started lifting weights, but those doubts immediately were creeping in my mind where I was just like, man, maybe I'm going to be too small for this. Because, I was never big, in high school lifting weights and stuff with football players and rugby players. I was always the small guy. And people would tell me too, like, oh, you want to be a wrestler? Yeah, you got to get bigger for that. Like, if you're going to do that, or like, teachers would scoff at me or whatever the case is. And I was always told that. And even down to when I made the decision to move here and start training, I remember a friend or two who I had met online who had tried training to be a wrestler called me and was just like, hey, it hurts, bro. Like, it's real physical. Like, you kind of and gave me the same talk. And I'm just like, man, I was outing myself big time, but I just knew I couldn't even let that control me from trying anymore. It got to a point where I procrastinated long enough, but that did hold me back for a long time.
Mm. So tell me about the day that you realized, like, yo, I'm a pro wrestler. Like, was it a show? Was it an event? Was it like a win? A great match? Like, what was the moment where you're like, yeah, I do this? And not only did I do it, but I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah. I think I was starting to build a lot of confidence and cool moments in my first year. Within my first year, you know, I got my first match like 2 months into training, and I kind of never looked back after that. So for a long time, those were still really early development matches for me that fans were seeing live, you know, and in action. And this wasn't taking place behind the scenes. Like, this was happening in front of people's eyes. But once I got into like year one, once I passed the year one mark, is where I really started to like feel it, where I would be, you know, I remember one specific weekend where I did a show in Florida and I made my debut out there. I was working with FEW, Fighting Evolution Wrestling, you know, with JB Cool and, like, you know, Elijah Burke. It was super sweet, you know. And I remember I did a cool match, triple threat match, made my debut, and like the match was super cool. The next day I flew back to Vegas, had a triple threat match against Kenny King and Scorpio Sky. And I remember at that point I was like, you know, I'm really in it right now, because, you know, Kenny King being like one of my coaches and Scorpio Sky kind of being one of my mentors, and then both of them being at Ring of Honor at the time, they're both holding championships at Ring of Honor. And here's just me, like, I was probably like 22 years old, just like in the mix, like, yo, here I am. Like, that's when I was like, okay, I actually got to do this now. This is real.
There you go. That's what's up. Yeah. That's dope. All right. So tell me about the first time that a lot of people saw you on a national scale, like, or on a worldwide scale, I guess. And I guess it was 2019 when you popped up on 205 Live.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how'd that go? How'd that come about? And what was the experience like?
It was just that, you know, you do that WWE extra work, you know, the extra talent work, and it's always a great opportunity. You never know what'll come from it. At the time, it was like my third one, so, and I had never done anything up to that point. So at this point, I remember I was kind of in a mindset where I was just like, man, if it doesn't happen this time, like, it's not gonna happen anytime soon, because I'm gonna go to one of these other companies. You know, like, I really wanted to go to Impact like badly, so I was just like, like, if it doesn't happen now, I don't know when it's ever gonna happen, if ever. But I remember I got the opportunity to go, and I remember it was presented to me, the opportunity to wrestle on 205 Live, and I was just like, yeah, of course. And the whole day was just, for me, just trying to keep it under wraps, because it's not real until it's real, you know. Like, that's how I've always treated everything. I just try to never skip to the next step. I got to live it first and then be in that moment and then go on to what's next. I can't process things before they happen. So I just remember the whole day just trying to like keep to myself and just keep my mind just cool. And then I remember as it was happening, just how real it was. But in that moment too, I remember sitting in the middle of the ring as he's coming out to the ring, and I remember looking around and thinking, like, and feeling my heart. And I was like, yeah, it's not even beating fast right now. Like, I'm so at home here, like, in this ring, because this is what I, like, have always wanted to do. And now, of course, this is my first time here, but I've dreamed of this moment a million times, you know, all my life. So I'm just like, and I've worked so hard at that point to get there. And I was like, I belong here. Like, there's no mistake about why I'm standing in this place right now. And then to have, you know, an arena of Vegas crowd, you know, like, chanting my name, and which is my real name, which, you know, to me, I always think of my dad and how he used to take me to all the events growing up, and how he never got a chance to see me wrestle. But for that same company, how he would take me to all the events, and now here they are chanting like that. And I'm just like, this is a moment I'll never be able to explain in one word what it feels like. But it was just surreal. And then all the love afterwards, and I felt like it was just validation that I was doing the right thing. Because for me, people always said I would never make it there, and I just made it there, and I was just like, all right. And that means I'm going the right direction, because if I'm here, I must be doing something right. On to tomorrow, because I had to defend the FSW title the next day. I was like, and on back onto my regular, you know, like, because the ring, yeah. The ring,
keep going. Yeah.
But it was an amazing feeling, man. It was an amazing journey.
That's dope. Okay, so you mentioned about maybe like not feeling nervousness there because you were at a calm because you knew this is what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Do you still get nervous before matches?
Yeah, before, like, but it's the excited nerves, you know. Yeah. Like, it's never like the oh my god. It's always the excited nerves because it's just fun, you know. Like wrestling is and being in a ring is one of those few moments where you feel comfortable, you know. And I know you can relate to that as you have a lot of skills and a lot of hobbies. I know as soon as you touch that microphone, you just feel comfortable, you know. Like
oh yeah,
it's what you do. And
it's nervousness, of course. I think our old musician mentor was telling me, like, yo, if you don't feel a little bit of something,
yeah,
you know, a little jitter before you get out there, then that's when you got to stop doing it.
Right, yeah.
And, like, care. Never fails. If someone says, yo, you on in five, I instantly got to take a dump. So, like, it's like it don't matter. Like, I could have just went, and it's like, all right, I'll be right back, you know? Yeah, so like instantly my stomach is like, yeah, let's get ready, you know?
Yeah.
So never fails. First one or the 100th one, you know? So yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So you understand. It's that right there, man. I do get nervous, but it's the good nerves, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk about the music stuff. So you said the music was like an early thing for you. Like you doing that out in Virginia as well?
Yeah. Yeah. My grandfather used to make music, growing up. So I remember early years going over his house before he passed away in the early 2000s. I remember like we'd go over there and mess around with his equipment and sing on his microphones and play around with me and my brothers. And my brothers, they make music. I make music. I've been writing music since I was like 6 years old. So it's just always been something that I'm comfortable with and something that I like to do.
Nice, nice. That's what's up, man. Have you been on stage with the music? Have you done shows as well?
Yeah, I have. I did some stuff when I was a teenager in DC, and I did some stuff at some teen clubs throughout my teen years, and I did a show in San Jose the first year I moved out to the West Coast, and it's been since then since I've done anything, but those are like my moments in music where I've got to touch the stage. I hope that it comes.
This is all over this spot. In DC on U Street, Velvet Lounge.
Okay.
And man, it was down the street from what's the hot dog joint? Ben's Chili Bowl.
Yeah, Ben's Chili Bowl. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's the thing I miss most about DC.
Me too, man. Me too. I was just thinking about it.
Yo, it was so good, man. We walked in, they got this big picture of Obama
eating
the chili dog, and I'm like, it's got to be good, yo.
It's the greatest. It's the greatest. I love it.
So good. Man. Oh, man. All right. So what is, I guess, the biggest difference? I mean, just being that you've done Impact stuff, you've done a little WWE stuff and indie stuff. What's the biggest difference with what you do now in Impact as opposed to maybe the FSW stuff or even that one appearance in WWE? Has Chris Bay changed any since then?
Yeah, I think I've evolved. I think I have evolved. I feel like I got to a good level of wrestler, you know, before the TV days. And I feel like working for like Championship Wrestling from Hollywood or, you know, when FSW are filming for their specials and stuff, I learned a good amount of working cameras. And then my one-offs and Impact and Ring of Honor and then the WWE thing, I learned a good amount about working cameras, and I felt like I knew enough in the ring that I could get in there with the best. And I'd been in there with a lot of the best at the time, and I know I still have a lot more to learn, but I felt like the real true task for me now that I wanted to learn, because we all grew up watching television wrestling, was to become a television wrestler and a character from that aspect, you know, that tuning in from week to week, there's congruency and there's a story that's always developing with the person, because sometimes the indie shows, people will just come to the big casino show. They won't come to all the little house shows in between. So all they know is this person's challenging for this, or this person's fighting this person, but they haven't seen the build for it. But on TV, in the TV world, people are watching the build for it every week. So they get to see who this person is, who they're becoming, why they react to certain things. And that was what I really wanted to learn. So switching over from just doing that stuff to TV, I've had to evolve, and I've learned more so of what I want to give people as a character. You know, it was a great journey on the other side, but I'm having a lot of fun on this side. It's very different, but it's teaching me just basic stuff about working for people's entertainment. You know, we already do it for the live crowds, but when you're doing it for the at home audience from week to week, and these people, it's just it's a little different, but it's super fun, and I've evolved through it all. I feel like every week I'm evolving.
Nice. Well, I'm looking forward to the continuing evolution of Chris Bay. I didn't even know that was your real name. I thought it was just, you know, the secret code name, but that's dope.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
Julian, man.
All right, so I'm going to get into some quick fire questions. This is the this or that section of the podcast. All right. Prince or Michael?
Man. Okay, Michael. I'm going to say Michael. Okay. I love Prince. And Prince's style is just very flum. Mm. But I feel like, you know, Michael just has that untouchable impact, as they both do from their own aspects. You know.
There's no loser in that one.
You know, it's
no wrong answer. Yeah. Beyonce or Rihanna?
You're good. You're good. Man, for me personally, I'm going to pick Rihanna for me personally.
Okay.
She's more on my playlist than Beyonce is.
That's fair. Triple threat, Drake, Kendrick, or J. Cole?
I'm a Drake guy.
I need to be sorry. Drake's been the man for a minute. All right. Biggie or Pac?
Biggie.
All right. That's East Coast, dude. That's fair. And Cardi or Nicki?
Nicki.
All right. Okay. All right. Flair or Brett?
We get into the nitty gritty here.
That's right.
I gotta go Flair, man.
Okay. All right. Stone Cold or Rock?
You hit me where it hurts, man. Even though I was a Triple H guy, Rock.
You were a Triple H guy. That's why I didn't even put him in it.
Yeah, Rock. We got Rock. Love Steve, but you can't beat the most electrifying man in sports entertainment.
Yeah, that's facts.
In all of entertainment now.
Oh, yeah. Be all of entertainment.
You know?
All right. And are you a hunter or a gatherer?
Good question. I think I'm a hunter.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's good. So that answers this one then. Generational wealth or rich now?
Generational wealth, man. Generation. Come on now.
All right. Okay. Yeah. All right. And I don't know about this one. You might be too young for it. I was going to ask you, Road Warriors or Rock and Roll Express?
Man. I'm going to go Rock and Roll Express.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That makes sense. I get it.
Longevity, you know.
I mean, the longevity. That's true. All right. So I think that's it. Oh, I got one. You don't have to share this one if it's too crazy. But have you ever had a moment in your life where you almost died or you thought, this is it?
Oh, man. I got to think. Have I? Oh, man. I can't say I have to the degree where it's been, like, that scary.
Okay.
I know I've had some close calls in some backyard part of the USA. Some backyards part of the USA with some...
Yeah, no, you're not talking about wrestling matches. You're talking about life.
Yeah. So that stuff. If we're are we talking about in the ring?
No. Either any place. I like that you took it there because I want to just talk about, last thing is, with it being the end of Black History Month, what does being a black wrestler mean to you?
Man, it means everything, bro. It means, like, in the simplest form, I get the opportunity to be a role model for people like myself who grew up wanting to pursue something but had a lot of doubts in the back of their mind because of the way of their understanding of how society works and what's put in front of them and what the realities are. I feel very grateful that I've been able to make it to the point that I'm at right now and still be going strong. So I know how important it is that I set that example for people. And the fact that I'm even given the opportunity and the platform to speak for itself, and I just want to be able to keep making that rise so I can make the biggest impact possible for when I'm not here anymore.
Absolutely. Well put, sir. All right, I'm going to get out your hair. But lastly, let the people know how to find you on social media and all that. And then we're going to wrap up.
Well, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Dashing Chris Bay. It's B-E-Y. I'm saying, not B-A-E. You know, like, sometimes they get confused. It's okay. You can find me there. You can check out my music, too, on Spotify and Apple. If you just search my name, same thing, Chris Bay. Just find me everywhere. And, chase the world because everything's lined up for the taking. You know what I'm saying? Just go get it. Go get what chase you want.
Absolutely. I like it. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Yeah, thank you, man.
This is Mega Ran. This is Random Encounters, and we out. Oh, you know what? We should play a song from you. What song should we play to close out?
Go ahead and serve them with Lonely. Let's go Lonely.
Lonely. All right. Cool. People should have that topic very close to their heart because we all quarantining. all right. This is Mega Ran. This is Chris Bay. It's Random Encounters, and we out. Yeah.
You want to hold me down? Yeah. Put my heart in the bag, 'cause I don't think you'll be there for me. I don't really think you care like you say so. I don't even wanna be your homie. She say you're making me sad. Do you like how it feels being lonely? I don't really think you care like you say so. I don't really think you'll be there for me. I put my heart in the bag, put a bag across my back and then I touch the road now. Probably heading to another crazy show now. The numbers going up and she just wanna go down. It ain't the same until your brothers fill the throne now. Most of the time you solo dolo, do it on your own now. Moved out the house when I was 20, shit I'm grown now. Yelling I'm the man, mama say I better watch my tone now. Yeah, I've been the one, I've been on a run. Hesitated right before I jumped, but I made it up. If you got a problem with my flow, then send it to the front. And we can knock it down like dominoes at your door, like pay it up. I ain't never waiting up, I just got my paper up. I don't need a stapler, but a bandage for the paper cuts. Boy, gon' keep me tapered up, swearing like a sailor does. Serving up the tea, I bring it to you like a waiter does. I just wanna know one thing, that's if you can hold me down. Actually, I know you won't come around. Can't get past me, I think we should circle around. Ask me, I say, I put my heart in the bag, 'cause I don't think you'll be there for me. I don't really think you care like you say so. I don't even wanna be your homie. She say you're making me sad. Do you like how it feels being lonely? I don't really think you care like you say so. I don't really think you'll be there for me. Yeah. You wanna hold me down. Yeah.